We are live for the 149th episode of the Bronx Bomber Battle Podcast, presented to you by Six Pack Coverage. I'm your host, Matt Lozuigi, and it's almost 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'm recording this about a half hour after Domingo Germán just threw the fourth perfect game in Yankee history, the 24th perfect game in MLB history, and the first perfect game since 2012. Félix Hernández. Absolutely unbelievable. This isn't going to be a long episode, just a few minutes, just kind of commemorating this you know, you don't want to sound like cliche or cheesy, but this moment in baseball history, I mean, my God. I mean, this was just unbelievable. And a performance where he only threw 99 pitches. The A's, really, the only time they were even close to getting a hit was that play Rizzo made at first base, I believe, in the fifth inning. I forget the hitter. But he was just unflappable, and especially coming off his last two starts, where he had allowed 15 runs over 5 1/3 innings. He looked brutal. You know, there was talk about him, you know, being out of the rotation once Rodon came back, and I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, there really aren't any words to describe it. I mean, shout out to Kyle Higashioka for calling a great game behind the plate. Shout out to Ruco and to Jeff Nelson for calling a great game in the booth, right? I mean, usually you would think, obviously, for a moment, you would think that'd be Michael Kay, but I mean, Ruco did a great job. He had a great call. And what a moment, man. What a moment. I mean, really, obviously, Domingo Germán, we all know about his past. We don't have to get into that. I mean, we all know the off the field stuff, but I mean, even the on field stuff, right? With the sticky stuff this year and everything, and clearly he's not the most, you know, liked guy out there, obviously. But I mean, wow, just hearing him after the game, you could tell the emotion, right? He was so happy. I mean, he said after the game, his uncle, who he was extremely close with, had passed. I believe early in that week, he was crying in the locker room before the game. I mean, you know, that's what sports are all about, man. That's what sports are all about. And, you know, like I said, no matter what he does, like, obviously, you know, we don't know to the extent or whatever he's done off the field in terms of the domestic issues, right? It's not about that. And obviously, especially, you know, we're recording this 1 a.m. tomorrow, obviously he's going to be in the national news and you're going to see a lot of that, right? And obviously us as Yankee fans, we all know about that. But like I said, that's not what it's about tonight. It's about the fact that this guy is, you know, as an athlete, has gone through some ups and downs and has had a rough past few starts. And this team has had a rough past few weeks, man, between the Judge injury, between, I mean, look at last night. I mean, this team lost 2-1 last night. And, you know, now here we are celebrating the first perfect game in over a decade. And look, it's just one game, right? A win's a win. It counts just the same as another, a non-perfect game win, but could this, and I tweeted this, and obviously it's kind of wishful, you could say it's wishful thinking, but could this propel the Yankees? Could this be the spark the Yankees needed? I mean, something like this could really bring a team together. I mean, we all talk about in sports. I mean, I think the Yankees get so caught up in analytics and just looking at the game through a computer screen that you kind of forget that this is just a game with a bunch of dudes in a clubhouse, and camaraderie and chemistry really matters. And man, something like this, literally, it's like, I think this is like the 80th or 81st game of the season, so we're literally at the exact halfway point in the season, and the team's going through a rough stretch, no one could hit, and a game like tonight, the team scores 11 runs, and your pitcher, who really struggled the past couple games, throws a perfect game. Man, I mean, that's something that could really spark a team, man. That's something that could really spark a team. And like I said, that could be wishful thinking, right? They could come out tomorrow night in the next three games and score 5 runs in four games and go 1-0-4 or something. But, man, that, like I said, just an unbelievable night. Credit to Domingo. I mean, I'm just on Twitter right now looking for, like, stats and everything. There's the worst person you know just threw a perfect game I saw. That's pretty funny. Goddamn. But yeah, I mean, Domingo Germán joins David Wells, David Cohn, and Don Larson, and as the four Yankee pitchers who have thrown perfect games. Obviously, all the names start with D, so there's that. I guess we just gotta find starting pitchers. unplug my mic. I'm not gonna edit this, it's late at night, but yeah, I mean, a few other things. I mean, cool seeing a lot of guys like CeCe. I saw Tanaka was tweeting during the game. I didn't see what he tweeted after the game, but I mean, it's good to see all these guys, you know, former teammates, former Yankee greats, all. I mean, this is a huge moment, man. This is a huge moment. Like I said, a lot of people, especially since it was a West Coast game, a lot of people are gonna wake up and say, "Oh my God, Domingo Germán threw a perfect game. What the fuck happened?" That's a wild thing to wake up to, I gotta admit. Also, Domingo Germán becomes the first player in MLB history to throw a perfect game while wearing a single-digit uniform. Kyle Higashioka obviously also caught Corey Kluber's no-hitter a couple years back in Texas. So Higgy got the magic touch, starting catcher. But man, like I said, I don't want this to go too long. Also, Yankees 11-0 win is the largest win in any perfect game in MLB history. And it's funny how the Yankees offense that's been awful has that stat. People are going to look back at that stat in 40, 50 years and say, "Oh yeah, those Yankee offenses were amazing with Judge and all them." Nope, actually, it was our worst offense that did that. But and like I said, context does matter. The Oakland Athletics are 21-61. They are on pace to lose 120 games, but like I said, when you do something that hasn't been done in over 10 years, I mean, that's something to be celebrated, man. I mean, it's like I said, I'm speechless. I really am speechless. It was something where, you know, you're going throughout the game and, you know, you knew he was 15 up, 15 down, 18 up, 18 down, but it like once it happened, it really just hit you. That like, man, Domingo Germán, at all the great pitchers in the MLB, all the dominant pitchers, Domingo Germán is the one to throw a perfect game for the first time in 11 years. Unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. So like I said, can this be the turning point in the Yankee season? People always talk about like the Momo, where is this going to be on the championship DVD? And obviously we've been pretty pessimistic on this podcast, right? About the Yankees championship aspirations, right? Or the lack thereof. But you know, like I said, I am a believer in, you know, camaraderie and chemistry, like I said before, and something like this could really spark a team. Something like this could really bring a team together. And you got one more game against Oakland tomorrow. You got three games against the Cardinals this weekend. Like I said, can this be the turning point in the Yankee season? But I mean, overall, this tonight's about Domingo Germán. I mean, that's one of the best pitching performances you're ever gonna see. And it's crazy that, you know, looking back at it, 2012, there was three perfect games, right? Three perfect games in the year 2012, and there was two in 2010. And the fact that we didn't have any since then, it's just unbelievable. Hey, maybe we get another one this summer. Who knows? But that's all we got tonight. I don't want to run too long. We'll be back probably sometime this weekend. See how the rest of the week goes. See if we're back complaining on the next episode. If the offense, maybe, like I said, more importantly, maybe this sparks the offense, right? 11 runs. Even though it was the A's, they hadn't done that in a really long time. So, for Luigi, this is the Bronx Bomber Battle Podcast. And Domingo Germán just threw a perfect game.